Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
How would you like to win up to $1,000 with the Kid Craddock Morning Show?
I do.
We're in New York, but we're still playing Beat the Bank. Because we're right down the street from a lot of money.
So we're
grabbing some of that thing. We're going to get you in the vault. If the vault closes before you say stop, you're going to get zero. But if you hear an amount you like, just say stop and you'll get that much.
That's all you got to do.
Yesterday, we gave away a lot of money. Daryl Baker won $580. And Tamara Nelson won $630 yesterday.
We're playing it twice today. So far, nobody's had it slam on them. That's right.
That's right.
People keeping it safe.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, I said, how would you like to give a scratch-off ticket, speaking of money, to someone only to find out they won a bunch of money, which is what happened in New York. This is right here in New York.
All right.
Joseph Amoroisi was in recovering from a hernia surgery, and his dad came in and gave him a get-well card. And inside of that get well card, he had a scratch-off ticket.
Yeah.
So Joseph scratches that bad boy off and realizes he had just won $7 million.
Don't get you over a hernia.
$7 million.
$7 million.
This is why I don't give people scratch-off tickets.
Well, you would hope that the person receiving it would
break you off a little bit.
And this was his dad?
I mean, it was his dad, and I read the entire article, and nowhere in the article, he might be giving his dad a cut, but nowhere in the article.
It. That's the right thing to
do.
Sure.
He didn't mention giving any of it to his dad. He's getting about 4.6 after taxes.
Money, lotteries, ruin people.
I didn't even know scratch-offs went that high. I get pumped when I win $5.
Right.
Yeah.
Just winning anything.
Million.
Yeah.
I always wondered what would happen, because last time the big mega jackpot or whatever it was $300-something million, and I went and bought several hundred tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And tickets with just one number, and I was giving them to customers, giving them to the bar.
Yeah, you were doing that for a while.
A few, and I was like, I wonder, just the odds are, you know, slim to none, but what if somebody did win? Would they reciprocate?
Probably
would they
not.
Break a brother off?
Never
know. Probably
something? Not.
Probably
like
not.
Think.
Yeah, yeah, I know you guys would do the right thing.
Why are you
Kelly?
Looking at me?
I would. I would give you a cut, Al.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd give you
a
some.
Cut.
A cut, yeah, you'd cut me.
No, I wouldn't cut you. I'd give you a cut.
Break you off a little.
Who out of us do you think would be most likely to blow through it all?
I was just reading
a story yesterday that a woman
you.
Is now bankrupt after spending $10 million and being so generous she gave it all away.
You.
Wow.
No way.
$10 million and bankrupt?
Kelly's That's too frugal. Worst. Kelly would still save money and go to the dollar store and Target.
It's fun for me.
Big Al, you might blow through it because you like to go into business ventures.
Yeah.
Al's
super
blindly.
Al's generous. Super generous.
I try and give some to some people, you know, but I'd have my share of blowing money. There would be some blow money there.
Al, you would cry if you blew all that money, wouldn't you? Which brings us to...
More tears.
Oh, no.
Man, this is a depressing way to start our Thursday.
We're your official Say Goodbye to Zayn station.
Yeah, this is the boy band Heartbreak Line.
Wow. Zayn Malik left One Direction. And we have people calling in and venting.
Oh, no.
Like young Mary.
Sharing. We're sharing.
Sharing is caring.
Mary's 15. How you doing this morning, Mary?
I can't say I'm okay, but I'm hanging in there.
Yeah.
Okay. How old are you again?
15.
15?
What are the feelings you're experiencing right now?
I've liked One Direction for 5 years. They've always been a part of me, and it's really hard. And, like, I understand if he's, like, upset or if he needs time off, but I don't think it's because of Perry. I think it's just because of stress and the management company. And coming from the fandom, we're all mad at management. Perry's not the problem.
Yeah. That's right. It's not Perry's fault.
Forget management suits.
What do you think the future holds for One Direction?
You know, I don't know. I don't know if the contract's going to go up or if Zayn's just going to come back, because it's a very, very, like, bad... it's not a bad thing to say, but it's a long shot. A very, very big long shot. Mm. But they're going on.
Are you still going to be a fan?
Yeah,
always.
Always?
Always.
You know what helps Mary during times like this? Just a little screen therapy. You know, just a little, why, Zayn? So if you would like, we'd like to give you the...
Give you the floor.
The floor.
Just get it out.
And get it out there, Mary.
Just scream?
Yeah.
If it makes you feel better.
It'll make you feel better.
It seems awkward, but it's going to make you feel better.
You can scream his name. Just don't curse. Go ahead.
Okay.
You can do this.
See,
man.
You're already feeling
better.
Sorry, Mom.
She's in the car with her.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Only dogs.
Oh,
can
wow.
Hear that.
The scream
could
was
you,
so
could
loud.
You pass the phone to your deaf mom now, please?
See, so, isn't it interesting about cell phones? It just cancels out noise. Yeah.
My mom said to say that I know who Duran Duran is.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Mom.
Oh, Mary.
Mom gets me.
Mary, everything will
let
be okay.
Let me talk to your mom.
Mom's deaf now.
Thank you, Mary.
You are going to school right now, right?
Thank you.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah, sadly.
Hope all right, you feel better.
Wear those puffy eyes proud, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to have
Mary, I got to ask, who's your backup band? You got to have a backup band in case this falls apart.
One Direction will always be my band, but Five
Seconds
of Summer.
Oh, Five Sauce. Yeah. Looks like
right.
Five Sauce is
making
it.
Five Sauce is moving up. They haven't even done anything.
Yeah, five Sauce is making a move on the One Direction.
Four of them.
Okay.
Man, Five Sauce is the backup girlfriend.
JC's been schooled on that this morning. There's four and Five Sauce.
Oh, excuse me, miss. There were five.
Four of them.
Kelly thought there was five.
Well, it's 5 seconds of summer. It makes more sense.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it does.
Each one represents
four.
A second.
Thanks, Mary.
Thanks, Mary.
Well, thank you, Mary.
Have a good day at school.
Today's the day you will see all the closeted One Direction fans at school, by the way. Like all the dudes that claim they don't like One Direction, they'll come in with puffy eyes.
I am not even joking. If you are a school counselor or listening, you better have the grief counselors on standby today at school. Bye. It's going to be a mess.
Would you believe that there's a 16-year-old girl that thinks she's glad Zayn's leaving? Emily.
Why?
Emily, you're glad Zayn's leaving?
Hi. Yes, I'm glad, but I'm not glad that he's leaving because I like One Direction. Personally, I'm a 5 Seconds of Summer fan, but they're my favorite. But I'm glad that he's he's doing what he needs to do for his mental health.
Yeah.
Like
very mature.
I'm glad that he's doing what he feels like is necessary.
Yeah.
Because if he didn't and he was he got really bad and really stressed and I thought that he sees that it's important to take care of himself first.
But are you cool with him? Like if he came back, like you're fine with that if he came back to the band?
Oh, yeah, no, I love Zayn. I think he has a lot of talent, but I think that it takes a lot of bravery to say, okay, well this is what I need to do for me now.
But you're not crying over it, right?
No, I'm not crying.
Okay,
do you think just throwing it out there that he might have made this move to prove to Perry Edwards how much she means to him, and he's trying to salvage that relationship after that whole cheating scandal?
I think that sounds very plausible to me.
Yeah,
plausible.
See, she and I are having an intelligent conversation. You sound very rational about this.
Yeah.
And you're so polite.
That's a true fan.
Yes, ma'am,
right,
and me. I love that.
Well, you have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling us, okay?
You too.
Oh, I like her peppiness.
See, that's the first thing I thought was because he has to show Perry.
Uh-huh.
No,
you mean more
to
me than my career. Yeah. I screwed up because that was one of the last tweets he sent.
Right.
Was it's not a, I forget what it said.
But she's in the business, and I would think if she was going to be with him for life, she would want him to just do what
she
wanted or be in the band. Yeah,
well, that's before he got caught with his arm around that other girl
twice.
And leading her out of the club.
True story.
Two times. Everybody's wondering what One Direction is going to sound like now that Zayn's gone. So we have a special machine back at the studio that actually can digitally remove a member of any band.
Wow.
So we took some of One Direction's most popular songs and we removed Zayn to see what they would sound like without him. This is Story of My Life, complete with all of One Direction.
Okay, all five.
Mm-hmm. The story of my life, I take her home. Sounds beautiful.
So complete.
Might I say the best song of the year last year? Okay. So that sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
They all sound beautiful together. This is Story of My Life, minus Zayn. The story of my life, I take her
home. I drive all night. Wow.
Something's missing.
Wow, something is missing. What is it?
Zayn?
So different.
Zayn is missing. So that obviously took a big hit.
Mm. Wow.
So let's go.
So empty inside.
Yeah. So you remember that wonderful song, Live Like We're Young.
Uh-huh.
This is what it sounds like. Crazy, crazy, right? Party song? Come on. Best part right here.
Get some.
Live like we're young. So,
we have to sing over all
sorry,
the songs.
I like One Direction. I'm sorry. I admit it.
I mean, because we're trying to do a comparison analysis here.
It's One Direction plus JC that
okay.
time.
Okay. All right.
So we had Trey in the back. Digitally remove Zane from Live Like We're Young. Here's what it sounds like. Let's go crazy, crazy, crazy till we see the sun.
Wow. I know we only met, but let's pretend it's love. And never, never, never stop.
I don't... It's a void. They're going to have to find a way to fill that void.
Yeah, I can definitely tell that there's no Zane in there.
JC, you know he's been practicing his moves.
Oh, my God, Kelly, you don't even know.
In front of the mirror
last
night.
Not that they have
night.
A lot of moves in One Direction.
Why did I stay up till 1 in the morning last
right.
night? Because I was practicing my One Direction.
It's your time just to slide right in.
Yeah.
It is.
It sure is.
We're here in New York. I'm sure you can find someplace, an audition studio that you could probably, you know, make a little video.
Make a demo.
Yeah.
Get make your a demo reel. Ready.
I might be too old.
No, you're never too old.
You absolutely have to audition, and you know someone that's yeah. connected to the band.
Yeah, you do.
We got like the record label.
There is rep. No way.
Oh my
like,
gosh, I can't
in our
wait.
Back pocket, right there.
There is no way.
We are live in New York City, y'all.
Yeah, real quick. I'm sorry, I'm in the way of Jenna on Kid TV, Kenny. I'm sorry. I will get out of the way.
Where is Kid TV?
You're blocking right, me
right,
in my shop.
Right there.
Oh, am I?
I'm blocking Jenna.
Am I on Kid TV?
You weren't mentioning that one.
Just oh, yeah, I'm blocking Jenna. I got a poll and JC.
Yeah, you know you used to have a poll.
I'm angry and kid.
Don't worry, Kelly. We'll have you back to Tinderwolf before you know it. We're live from New York. Sponsored by the Roosevelt Hotel. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
By the way, how cool is that Roosevelt Hotel?
Right.
Man.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in part of old New York, like mm-hmm. the historical part.
Yeah, I feel like I'm at like Gatsby party.
I think all of it's the same age.
I keep waiting for Leo DiCaprio to walk in and a bottle of champagne.
Such a cool vibe.
Yeah.
Like, it really
that's how
feels
the fancy
New York.
We tore it up last night. If y'all wondering how we roll when we go to the big city, you know, the city of brotherly love.
Uh-huh.
You know.
What?
The Wendy's.
No. This is Philadelphia, but
no.
We're in the city that never sleeps.
The city of lights.
Those lights.
There's lights.
I don't know if
anyway,
it's the city
we roll
lights,
hard. Though. We rolled into town. We weren't in our hotel room more than 5 minutes before we hit the lobby bar.
Yeah. It's a fancy bar.
It
it's
is.
A fancy
it
bar.
Fancy. There's a lot of white folks in that bar.
There's a lot of moving and grooving there. There's a lot of business going
man.
On.
Our waiter, for lack of a better, I don't know what's
Jose,
the politically correct
our
term to call
server.
Him.
Jose?
Our server. Jose.
Yeah.
The lovely Cayo? Man.
Jose.
Oh, Jose and I connected.
Dude. And that sample platter was
no.
off the chain.
See, Jenna, if there's two Jose's, it does not mean we're related.
Oh, okay.
We definitely know each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I got down with some Brussels sprouts.
Ooh,
girl,
what
are you talking about?
Sliders.
What else did you have, Al?
We had some vodka.
Chicken wings.
And some Tito's.
Yeah. There you go. Okay.
Yeah. Splash of Sprite.
We're live from New York. I'm pretty sure I saw a couple casting directors. Sitting
really?
Down, they just look like movie guys.
Aww.
To me, if you were a blazer and like and jeans and okay. a hat, that looks like a. Don't even go there yet, Kelly.
Oh,
not
we
yet?
Got no, we're going there.
Don't
no,
even
we're going
go there
now.
Yet.
Just in case you're wondering,
what
the baby blazer did make the trip.
Yes,
you
JC's
mean the
baby blazer?
Oh, you mean the fitted. Blazer.
Oh, it's
oh,
very
is that what you're
fitted.
Wearing tonight?
Yes.
JC brought one of Kaysen's blazers.
No,
to wear.
I did not. I even took it to a tailor, Jenna, and he told me it fits perfect.
Okay.
You paying him. He will tell you anything.
I didn't pay him anything because he didn't have to tailor nothing.
I think what happened
he
was...
He couldn't tailor anything. There's not enough fabric.
Exactly. That's exactly, Jenna, what I said. There was nothing
was
to
like,
do.
He was like, yeah, perfect. What's he going to tell
exactly.
you? You can't add.
You can't let it out. You know, you take
no,
some
you can
some...
let out some.
You can't let that thing
out. I will
let
nothing.
You out.
There's nothing to let out. This JC has this extra small blazer that he prefers to call fitted. You know, people like that work out. I always like to have tight clothes on. Yeah, you ain't scaring me.
You need to take, and he's planning on just wearing this to a cocktail party. I was like, no, you have to take the baby blazer on tour of New York City.
No, it's cold.
Oh, yeah. It has to see the sights.
It's not a warm blazer.
Your pathetic Twitter account for JC's baby blazer has
it's not
two
mine.
Tweets.
It's not mine.
You need to fill it up.
It's not my Twitter
well,
account.
Well, whoever is monitoring it needs to, we need to find out so we can send that person
it's not
pictures serious. Of you and
hold
your
on.
Baby blazer.
I just got a joke, Pastor. Go ahead.
It's not so much a baby blazer. Uh-huh. It's more like a compression tee. It's like
yeah.
Spanx. It's like a Spanx jacket.
It is.
Man, I'm going to stay up all night. I'm going to make fun of the shirt you're wearing right now.
What's wrong with that shirt?
I don't know, but I'll find something.
Ain't nothing wrong with your shirt.
Find something.
But you know what, Al?
And it fits.
It fits.
That's right.
My jacket fits.
Dude.
JC, I like the skinny suit.
If you look up the best dressed man in the NBA, like Kevin Durant or LeBron James, they're wearing those kind of jackets.
No, when he goes to shake someone's hand, you don't see his bare belly.
Yes, you do.
I'll tell you what,
I showed
though.
Them a picture yesterday. Look, exactly. Like you put me next to Kevin Durant with twins.
I want a photo of JC in the baby blazer on top of the Empire State Building.
Yeah, take it on tour.
Anyways.
Hey, own it, dog.
The guys in blazers with hats on, to me, are talent scouts or directors, in my opinion.
I hope they're listening.
And hopefully they're listening, because we're about to do movie in a minute.
All right.
Yeah, we hooked up with the MTV Movie Awards to give you a seat at the award show hosted by Amy Schumer. One lucky winner and your guests are going to be off to L.A. for the ultimate VIP weekend. Plus, 10 others are going to get an award-winning espresso machine by Nescafe Dolce Gusto. So fancy to make your favorite coffeehouse drinks at home. So how do you win, you ask? Well, all this week we've been acting out scenes from movies that are nominated for an MTV Movie Award. So we're going to do it again today. And if you know the scene that we're poorly acting out, head on over to KidNation.com before midnight tonight and tell us what movie the scene we just acted out is from. Tomorrow we are going to announce the winner.
Acting is a relative term.
If this
sucks
today, it's not my fault.
It's because
I don't have hardly any lines.
It's a very popular movie.
I think some of the lines are going to give it away.
Yeah.
And plus, this is kind of confusing because from what I'm reading, there's two conversations actually going on here.
This is a visual scene. So theater of the mind with our mouth movies. Let's go.
All right, here we go.
All right, here we go. And
action. I don't imagine you're calling to thank me for the roses.
I never asked for this. I never asked to be in the game.
Boggs? Come in, Boggs.
I never asked to be the Mockingjay. I just wanted to save my sister and keep PETA alive.
Come in, Boggs.
Please, just let him go, and I will stop being the Mockingjay. I will disappear. You will never have to see me ever again.
Miss Everdeen, you couldn't run from this any more than you could have run from the games.
Command, I need a situation report.
You gotta say over.
No, I don't. It doesn't say over.
Boggs, we're running out of time. Hurry.
Let's move.
Please, you've won. You've already beaten me. Release PETA. Take me instead.
We're long past the opportunity for noble sacrifice.
Then tell me what to do. I've always kept my promises, haven't I?
You said you didn't want a war, and that's just what happened. I told you what a fragile thing peace was, and still, like a child, you took pleasure in breaking it. I know what you are. I know you can't see past your narrowest concerns. But please, Miss Everdeen, I doubt you know what honesty is anymore.
Come on. Command.
She's cold.
Wait, what? Is that how you do?
Yeah. Open it up more.
Command.
There.
We're at the first target, preparing to extract PETA. We'll confirm when he's in hand.
Copy that. Mockingjay 1, prepare hovercraft for evac.
You asked me to convince you that I was in love with PETA. Haven't I at least done that?
Miss Everdeen, it's the things we love most that destroy us. I want you to remember that I said that. Don't you think I know your friends are in the tribute center to his crew?
No. That's a direction, Al.
Sorry. Cut them off.
Yeah, there you go. And scene.
Are you chewing on something, Al?
Are you eating?
Your teeth did not move apart.
Al finally bought into his character.
I did.
It was a lovely thing to witness.
And I've never even seen this movie, but I was like,
I'm PETA Griffin.
I think I can get this.
I'm PETA.
Yet again, another
I'm PETA.
Oscar-worthy talent right there.
Is my PETA Griffin getting better?
I'm PETA Griffin.
All right, well, if you know the scene we just reenacted, head on over to KidNation.com by midnight tonight. Tell us what that movie was, and you can enter to win a trip to the MTV Movie Awards. Be sure not to miss the award show live Sunday, April 12th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, only on MTV.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back.
And we're about to give you some money, hopefully, if you can beat the bank. Now, we've already had a $1,000 winner. That was Bridget Heath on Monday. She risked it, and she got it.
She got it,
though. I thought she was going to get locked in.
She's a gambler.
We're looking for caller number 7 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We're going to put you in that vault.
Cool.
And then we're going to start closing that vault. The numbers go from $50 all the way up to $1,000. Once you hear a number you like, you got to scream stop.
Before that door closes.
Because if that door closes and you don't say stop, you're going to walk away with nothing.
Nada.
Not a dime.
What are we doing today, y'all? We're in New York City. Do we have a plan?
We got a cocktail party. That's where I'm going to break out baby jacket.
Baby blazer. Yeah. Baby blazer. Yeah, we're going to dress up tonight. We have a happy hour.
All
right. Cocktail party. We're impressing clients.
I'm going to go try and track down this shoe sample sale that's going on in the hotel from 10 to 5. I want to get a good deal on something.
Okay. There's a shoe sale at the Roosevelt?
I can't come to New York City and not shop.
Right.
Yeah.
I hope that's okay with you guys. I'm going to do some exploring. I'm going to find. I got to go find some stuff.
There's a couple of big stores right across the street from the hotel, but I couldn't see the names of them last night.
Well, we're right in Midtown Manhattan, so there's all kinds of shopping. We got the good, you know, big department stores. We
have
Top Shop and H&M and Zara and all the big good chain stores.
That's what I was just told. We're in Midtown West. We're on 55th between 6th and 7th, right?
Why don't you just put the location on your phone? Just put it out there.
I talk to the locals.
It's easier a little bit.
I talk to the locals. Yeah. But we're a 10-minute walk from Times Square.
Uh-huh.
We're in the city.
Thanks, Al.
Thank you.
You're such a great tour guide. By the way, Ludacris is going to call our show in about 40 minutes.
Cool.
We can stop by. I think he's in New York.
Luda. Is he?
Let's track him down.
He's in New York.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he's pumping out that Fast and Furious 7.
Come on, dog.
He is. He has a new album coming out and obviously the 7th Fast and Furious, so he has a lot going on.
Oh, and he's got the Bieber roast that's supposed to air this weekend.
Well, he's already done that.
I know, but
that's not keeping him busy.
That's airing this weekend, so I'm sure he's going to be talking about that quite a bit.
I want to see that.
You can see it.
I guess I'll be in my hotel room watching that while y'all are out doing something else.
You're going to miss Saturday Night Live. You're going to miss going to the taping.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to Saturday Night Live. There's like 50 spots in the audience and the cast after party that no one has access to except for people on the show, and you want to stay home and watch the Bieber
Roast. What night is the Bieber
Kelly thing? Wants to watch reruns of Brady Bunch.
It's the 30th.
Oh, that's Monday. I'm home.
Right?
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll watch it then.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay,
good.
Well, I'm glad it didn't interfere with our
Didn't want to waste that
schedule.
Saturday Night Live ticket.
No.
My boss did ask me if I wanted to fly back early and skip SNL.
Because he knows you.
Would you? Because I have someone that wants to go. We have another person here. You just want to go back. Gosh, you're so into your boyfriend now. That's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go back and see your boyfriend.
Wow.
That was Kelly.
Say that.
Hello. I'm joking.
Hello, Mr. Rasmussen.
Let's set me up for that.
This is the day. All right, let's give away some money.
Let's do it.
Let's
try to
beat
the bank.
Thanks, Crackles. Now, Shannon and I are corresponding through
Skype.
Video, Skype.
Yeah.
So I apologize if I screw up your name. Shelba Asta? Oh, Shelby Hasty.
Shannon. Wow.
So those A's.
Hey, Shelby.
Shannon needs to work on her penmanship, apparently.
I wrote it how Shannon had it. How you doing this morning, Shelby?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Doing good. Awesome. How are you dealing with the Zayn Malik leaving One Direction? Are you okay?
Oh, we can't even believe it. We're listening to it in the car right now, and my girls can't even believe this.
Yeah, they can't even.
Maybe $1,000 might, you know, ease the pain a little bit or somewhere close to it.
Did your girls cry, Shelby?
They didn't. They didn't cry, but we actually went to the concert in Dallas last year, and they loved it.
Mm-hmm. So you feel a connection. Okay, do you know the rules to beat the bank?
I sure do.
You do? Okay, I'll repeat them real quick. It starts at $50 is the lowest amount you're going to hear, and it goes all the way up to $1,000. When you hear a number you like, just say stop. You have to say stop, or we're not going to stop that vault, okay?
Sounds good.
Are you ready to
beat the bank?
Yeah, you guys did it.
I was in on it that time.
I appreciate it. Go ahead, John.
I'm ready.
110.
Huh.
110.
I don't know about that.
340. 160.
Ooh. Bank's being cheap today.
270. 530. 480.
Uh-oh.
950.
Stop!
Yeah. Oh, Shelby!
I don't know why you hesitated.
Oh, Shelby!
I think Shelby. He's kind of shocked her. I can shock her.
Yeah.
Shelby, did you forget how to say stop?
No.
Oh man, that was scary. What was that? $900 and what?
$950.
$950 for you, Shelby Hasty.
Shelby, what do you think you want to spend that money on?
My husband and I are going to Italy next month, so that will come in handy.
That's awesome. Oh. I want to go to Italy.
So's Kelly and Tinder Bear, apparently.
I should. If I can get the time off, I will. Yeah.
Did you see Kelly and Tinder Bear?
Oh, stop it.
They talk on Facebook, and he posts pictures of Tuscany. And he goes, and Kelly goes, let's go there.
And his response was?
Say when.
Say when. Is that how you and your husband talk, Shelby?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
See?
Of course you do.
Keeping the romance alive.
By the way, we're going to...
Well, I want to let you guys know, I have my two little girls in the back, and every day they say, Mom, call in! Mom, call in! So they're so excited right now.
What are their names and ages?
Yeah, give them a little shout out.
I have Lauren and Reagan, and we're on our way to Westlake Academy right now. They're in first and second grade there.
Yay, Lauren and Reagan.
Hey, girls. Have a great day at school today.
Are you driving a minivan by any chance?
I sure am not. I am not a minivan mom.
Okay.
I thought it might be a little flashback to Mad Moms and minivans. Okay.
I'm sorry to break your heart out. Shelby, enjoy your $950. And don't worry if you did not get in this time. We're going to play an hour from now.
Mm-hmm.
We play twice a day. Beat the bank. 950 is going to be tough to beat today.
If Big Al sounds strange this morning, it's because last call in New York City is 4 a.m.
Whoa! Ah!
We're live from New York, sponsored by the Roosevelt Hotel, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Is that true?
That noise. I forgot. This is a city where the bars stay open late.
Oh, until 4 in the morning, Al.
Oh, yeah. Party.
But real quick, it's time to announce the Big Dog Division of Classroom Musical. Now, Classroom Musical is a contest Kid Craddock started. Man, I think when Glee got going.
Yeah, years ago.
Yeah, because it's... You know, they were doing the song and dance on Glee, and we thought that was cool. Why don't we do it in real life and then hook up classrooms with money so that they could better the kids' education? And so we've been doing it for a few years. Carmen got in it last year, the band Carmen. This year, we're getting help from One Republic.
Mm-hmm.
And the grand prize winner out of the three divisions will end up chatting on Skype with One Republic, and they're even going to share your video with their millions of fans.
Nice, very nice.
But before that, before we get to that, we need to have those three division winners.
And we've already had elementary and middle school,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do. Yep. It's time to announce the high school division. But first, let's get some honorable mentions.
Sure. Kimber Smith's class from Overton High School in Overton, Texas. Honorable mentions go to you. I mean, see, these videos, all of them were just phenomenal.
Yeah, they did a great job.
Really disappointing that we can only have one winner. Anyway, honorable mentions also go to Whitney Wright's class from Galena High School in Galena, Kansas.
Yeah, Kansas.
And honorable mentions also go to Joey Ridenour's class from Whitesboro High School in Whitesboro, Texas.
Shout out
to Whitesboro.
And the point of this is to get everybody working together in school because it's something you'll always remember.
How come that's okay?
We did have one class that came close. The runner-up receives a tasty cake party.
Thank you, tasty
yum.
Cake.
And that will be Darla Jones' class from Fort Worth Academy of Fine Arts in Fort Worth, Texas.
Enjoy your tasty cake party.
Runner up. All right.
But now it's time to announce the winner.
Mm-hmm.
There can only one be one.
There can only one be winner.
I don't know what that means.
There can only one be winner.
Well, we have three, actually, yeah. For different
smoking,
categories.
Drinking.
But this is our high school winner who's going to get $1,500 for their classroom right now. And the winner is... Michelle McLean's class from Haynes Academy in Metairie, Louisiana.
Yay.
Hey, Miss McLean!
We won!
Yippee-ki-yay! All right.
Oh, I didn't expect the high school kids to be so excited.
I wish we could Skype with the winners.
I know.
See their faces. Oh, well.
Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning! Hey,
yeah, tell him to be quiet, Mr. McLean.
What's going on right now?
She's telling them they won and they're celebrating.
Hey. Hello?
Yes, hi, Michelle.
Hi, how
so
are you?
What are you guys going to do with this $1,500 in your classroom?
Are you kidding me? We had to borrow the camera we use. We always have to borrow audio equipment for all of our performances. We're going to spend the money on that.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow,
no more borrowing. Everything's going to be new.
or slightly used for a better deal.
Hold on a second. I can't hear. It was going for you. Hold on a second.
Tell them they can cheer after this.
They're excited,
oh,
man.
Oh, my gosh.
Mrs. McLean?
Yes, I'm so sorry. What, yes, I'm here.
What kind of classroom, what kind of class do you teach?
I teach students who are talented in music. They've been identified by the state of Louisiana as having talent in music.
Okay.
And we also, the majority of the lead vocalists are also in the talent theater program.
All right.
Those are the kids that we work with here.
Well, this is right up their alley then. Okay.
Yeah.
That explains so much. Who wrote the song? Did you guys work together or did you write it?
Oh, we absolutely worked together.
You did?
Basically, there was divine intervention, honestly, because I had so many people, students, teachers, come and whisper in my ear, Miss McLean, you know, they were doing the Kidocratic classroom musical again, and I was like, okay. But then when the theater teacher finally said to me, Michelle, you know, they're doing the Kidocratic music video,
uh-huh.
I said, okay, that's it. So, because I know for something like this, you really have to work as a team. You have to put a lot of effort mm-hmm. into it, and you have to work as a team. So when I knew I had a team, then I'm like, all right, well, let's go for it.
It paid off, Miss McLean, because you guys got $1,500. You get to use that to buy that camera that you guys had to borrow, mm-hmm. the audio equipment, whatever you need. And how about we give a little listen to Miss McLean's class real quick.
Do it.
Tell me what you want to hear. Something that will light those ears. Sick of all the insincere. So I'm gonna give all my secrets away. This time, I don't need another perfect lie. Don't care if critics ever jump in line. I'm gonna give all my secrets away.
Miss McLean, you guys played the instruments and everything.
Yes, we did. That amazing guitarist was Ronald Clegg. He is a beast. We had Nathan Lampson on drums, and we had my former student and now teacher, Rainey Antoine, on the keyboard.
Awesome.
So they did amazing. We wanted to tell One Republic story. I mean, they're so inspirational, their lyrics, the music. We wanted to tell their story. So when we decided to meet about it, I got together with the theater teacher. I'm like, is there a particular song you want to use? He said, yeah, I Live. And so I went back and said, okay, well, the kids really like Secret. So I put it together. They came up with the different characters they wanted to be. I made sure the lyrics for each of the characters were appropriate. I sang it to Rainey Antoine and the band. The band came up with the transitions and everything.
Boom.
And they really... It's just an amazing job. I'm sorry. Everybody's calling me from God knows where.
You're fine, Ms. McLean. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Ms. McLean, I know you got to teach your classroom. We want to give you that $1,500 and good luck with becoming the grand prize winner and getting to chat with One Republic and having them share your video, okay? We'll announce that winner
tomorrow,
I believe. We got to get One Republic to take a look
at
them.
Yeah, it depends on when they can look
at
it.
But we'll let you know, Ms. McLean, okay? Tell the classroom we say hey and good job.
I will do that. And listen, let me say thank you, please, and congratulations to all the other winners and anybody who entered this contest, because it takes a lot for teachers to get this stuff going.
Well said.
Thank you
for participating in it. Have a great day, Ms. McLean.
Hey, all right, Ms. McLean, yippee-ki-yay.
And we go from one phone call to another one.
Who's on the phone? Who's on the phone?
Breaking stereotype, my dude is early on us.
What?
Ludacris is on the phone with us, the busiest man in hip-hop right now. What's up, Luda?
What up, man? What's going on?
What's happening, dude?
Yeah, Luda,
you're everywhere.
What is going on with you this morning? We heard you wanted to call us early.
Hell yeah, because that's when people are listening, man. You got to get up, man. The people that's motivated are up listening to my voice right now.
Yeah. You sound like you've been up for a while or you had a lot of coffee.
I know. No, I've been up, man. Matter of fact, I haven't even slept, so there you have it.
Oh, and you're in New York. We're in New York, too.
We're in New York.
Yeah, what's up? You can't come by?
I was wondering. I'm trying to figure out the same damn thing. Y'all scared of me or something? What's up, man?
A little bit.
And you're gonna be on Jimmy Fallon's show tonight, right?
Yes. So make sure you tune on in.
Oh, we're just missing you. We're going tomorrow.
I know. Here's what my boy Ludacris has. He's got Ludaversal, available on Tuesday, but you can pre-order that right now, right, Luda?
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, Ludaversal. You get four songs if you pre-order it right now.
That's actually a great name for the album, Ludacris. And you got that good loving song with Miguel for the ladies.
Yeah, I hear that playing in the background. It sounds so great, don't you agree?
Uh-huh. It just makes them hips move, Ludacris.
Exactly.
And you also got Fast Furious 7 coming out next Friday, man.
Don't worry. I know it's okay to stumble over it. I don't even know how many names we can come up with at this point either, so it's okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Fast, if it's Furious. It's just Furious now.
Fast and Furious. Who knows?
When is Luda Day weekend, Luda?
Luda Day weekend is Labor Day weekend every year in Atlanta, Georgia, and it's like a charity weekend where we bring a lot of celebrities to the city and, man, give back to underprivileged kids, and then we party at night and have a good time.
Mm-hmm. I'm
we have a charity basketball game, a lot of different events, but it's really just bringing awareness to, you know, philanthropy and just giving back.
All right.
Ludacris, are you always this busy, or is it just everything's kind of just the timing? You've got so much going on right now.
Yeah, you know, I stay busy, but extremely busy right now because of everything with the album and the movie coming all in the same week. So, you know, we got to go extra hard.
Your day planner must be so full.
Yeah. So when they ask you to be part of the Bieber roast, you're like, damn, I'm busy. Like,
no, I did the Bieber roast.
I know you did. I know, but you're so busy. Is that one of those where you're like, oh, I don't know if I can fit into my schedule?
Nah, we made it happen, man, because that's the little homie, and I think that was a good look for him at the end of the day.
You know, because you two go so way back. I think people forget you were there. You know, you're the rapping on the baby, the baby song from back in the day. So you and Justin have a lot of history.
Exactly. Yeah, we definitely have a lot of history, and it was definitely some good jokes being told at that roast. So, you know, you guys can check that out on Monday.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Like, the best ones probably are going to be on the editing room floor because they're just too risque for Comedy Central.
Very true. You know, some below-the-belt punches.
Yeah, well, I mean, that had to have been upsetting for you, though, you know, because I don't want to get all serious. But, I mean, when we heard, you know, that there were a lot of jokes about Paul Walker being made, even we were sitting here like, why? What does that have anything to do with
Justin?
The roast? I mean, what does that have anything to do with Bieber? Were you pretty mad about that?
Man, that's an understatement. Man, I was pissed, and I was glad that they all came up to me and apologized and basically told me that those jokes wouldn't see the light of day and they would get edited out.
Good.
So,
right.
Happy about that.
Good.
Yeah, because comedy is a different animal where you, like, they go there, you know?
Well, with roasts,
it's just weird. But Paul was not a part of that, so I don't know why they would bring him up.
Well, we're excited about the movie, and we're really excited about this album. This album, I mean, you have so many celebrities going on in this thing. Rick Ross, CeeLo's on here, John Legend, Usher.
Yeah, man, you know, I'm inspired by certain people, and I felt like I wanted to collaborate with them, and it took me a while, you know, to come out with this album because I really wanted to dig deep and just give people a part of myself that they've never seen, like, artistically and personally.
Right. Was there anybody that you reached out to be on the album that had to turn you down for whatever reason?
I originally had something with Anita Baker, but she went through some political stuff, and I was like, you know, that's a legend. Yeah, that's a legend.
Oh, yeah.
There was some political things with a record company and not being able to clear certain things. So, you know, that was one that I had to take, you know, kind of harsh, but at the end of the day, I understand that this
would have been so sweet love. I love me some Anita Baker.
Kelly's available for your next one, so if you want, the next best thing.
Right,
I'm the next best thing to Anita Baker.
Hey, Luda,
Jason Aldean is on the album too. That's a great collaboration.
Okay, that's crazy. Is it more of your sound or more of his on that one?
It's more of my sound, but he adds his touch to it.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you talk about a tractor or a dog or anything about
tractors and dogs?
Anything in the song?
No, he didn't talk about that or his current marriage, so it's all
good. Newlywed.
Have they ever reached out to you to be on The Voice? I was just wondering, because you'd be a good fit. You have a great personality, and you definitely have an ear for music.
Yeah, man. I think we did something called Rising Star, which was kind of similar, but that was last year, and...
Yeah.
You know, it was. I was glad to satisfy my curiosity in doing it in one of those shows, so it was fun.
Did you like that show? It was the one where they were behind a wall, and then whenever they got a certain amount, like 70% or something of the likability, it went up, right?
Yeah, I loved it because the people at home were able to be involved, and they were voting, you know what I mean? And they were part of the process, so it was real cool.
You have to get the app and everything. It was cool.
You sound like you've pretty much gotten over the fact that Zane is leaving One Direction.
Yeah, I think I'm okay with that. I'm not losing any sleep or anything over it.
Yeah. It's a sad day, though, Ludacris.
You know? But you can understand the pressures of being in the public eye. I mean, that's got to be stressful, especially on a, you know, a 22, 23-year-old kid.
True, true, true.
But
I mean, it is a lot of pressure, but, you know, we all go through things, man, that make us stronger.
Speaking of young cats, because you always have your eye on the up-and-comers. Like, you did the Justin Bieber song, Baby, when he was still starting out. Is there somebody we should be on the lookout for that you think is going to make it big in the next couple years?
Ah, that's a good question, man. You know what?
Could you, JC?
I ask good questions, question. Chris, you know?
I really don't know, but, I'm keeping my feelers out, too, just to try and figure out who is going to be the next big thing. So if you guys find out, let me know so I can sign them.
We definitely will, but we want to cut.
Are you watching Empire, Ludacris?
Man, you know, the crazy thing is not because I don't want to. I literally have not had a chance to watch it. And whenever I don't catch the first episode, I try not to watch it in the middle of the season. So I haven't seen one, but I hear great things.
Yeah. Would you be open to maybe doing that sort of show?
You know, I wouldn't be opposed to it. So, we don't have stuff like that.
We're not making one. We're just asking.
Well, if you did, I'd want a piece of it.
Yeah. We want you to get in so that we can get in. We're just right on the Ludacris train.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Ludiversal comes out Tuesday. Go ahead and pre-order it right now. Do you want it pre-ordered on your website or you want iTunes?
iTunes, Amazon, both of those are great.
What did you say you get for free with the pre-order?
Like four of the songs, man. Oh, you can do it on Google, too, Google Play. You get four of the songs already. That's kind of like the incentive of pre-ordering is you get some of the songs early, and then as soon as 12 midnight hits on Thursday morning, then you get all the album. You don't even have to do anything. And, you know, for lazy people, just go ahead and pre-order it right now.
Perfect.
And you got a baby coming up soon, Ludacris? You're dropping a baby?
Dropping a baby.
All right.
It's dropping soon.
Well, congratulations.
Luda Jr. right there. Ludacris, thank you so much for joining us, man. Have fun on Fallon tonight, man.
Oh, man, thank you, man.
And don't wait five more years next time you drop an album, man. Yeah. We want to
see it. I will do it. I promise.
All right, Luda. I'm going to hold you down to that, my man. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Ludacris.
Ludacris, everybody. Love that guy.
Could have come by, though.
I wish I had his voice.
I know he's got a great voice.
I know he's got a great voice, yeah. I like the way he mixes comedy in with, funny lines.
Ludacris with Anita Baker.
Oh, that would have been great.
Ludacris. Work out them politics.
Ludacris with Miguel right there sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. Man, I love that.
We're in New York, and who knows? Jenna may find her next kind of sort of boyfriend.
I made out with him a little while ago.
We're live from New York, sponsored by the Roosevelt Hotel, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I think I was definitely referring to my pug.
All right.
We're in New York.
We're in New York.
You talking to us?
Hey, you's hot, girl.
You's over there.
Yeah, you's come over here, put them lips on my lips, girl.
Come over here. Let's go get a pie.
Not everyone talks like that.
More New York accents coming up. But first, we got to beat the bank.
All right.
Earlier on, Shelby Hasty won $950 with Beat the Bank.
And she hesitated.
She held on.
Yeah.
And she hesitated out because maybe the $1,000 was there. We don't know what's on there. It's all random.
That's right.
Your turn to play is coming up right now. We're looking for caller number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Your chance to beat the bank.
And if you're trying to study the sounds from the last game, don't, because we switch everything up.
That's right. Just like we switched up and we came to New York today on a whim.
Boom!
Yeah, nobody knew. Whim, no planning.
No. We're in Manhattan.
Just like Zayn Malik decided to just boom, quit One Direction.
How could he do that? Very careless and thoughtless. The timing couldn't have been worse.
Why?
Because as one teacher, wrote so eloquently, I can't say it
eloquently,
in an open letter to Zayn. How could you do this? Because she's trying to get her teachers ready for testing.
Her students?
Her students? I'm sorry. I'm so upset.
Look at Al.
She's prepping middle schoolers for the writing portion of this STAR test. Now, she wants to remain anonymous because she knows backlash can be very severe when you dare mention One Direction in anything but a positive light. Mm. But she's really upset because Zayn is ruining her preparations for these state-ordered exams.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so here is this teacher's letter, because the writing portion is supposed to be given out March 30th and 31st. That's 5 days after Zane told the world he's leaving because of stress. In part of the letter, because I can't read the whole thing, Zane's departure created utter chaos in my writing classes, resulting in many of the girls refusing, rather incapable of completing work.
Whoa.
The uncontrollable tears landed these distraught 12 and 13-year-olds in the counselor's office, while I am expected to bring home a win from my school on the star writing test March 30th and 31st. And she ended the letter with P.S.
Uh-oh.
Who do you think you are? The freaking Beatles?
I mean, technically, to them, yeah.
It is. To the girls. To them, yeah. Yeah.
This
they
is
are.
Exactly the but same thing.
How else do you quit? I mean, when British. You're doing something like that, do you put in 2 weeks' notice? Hey, fellas, 2 weeks, I'm
you
out.
You wait till you finish, wrap up the tour.
Yeah, you finish your obligations.
But what if you get caught holding hands with a girl in an Asian country?
Yeah, I might do that. That might be the way I go out. Yo, peace. I'm out.
Now, I know all the One Direction fans are heartbroken because Zane left. And so we decided to show you what it's going to be like without Zane. We had our experts back in the man room digitally remove Zayn Malik from songs.
Wow, okay.
So that you could get a taste of what we're going to be hearing now.
This is the future, people.
Let's take a listen to what
now.
Makes You Beautiful sounds like with Zayn. This is with the whole band.
Okay.
Here you go. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. Just sounds cool, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. You hear Zayn right there?
Yeah.
Right here. Now, let's take a listen to Makes You Beautiful with Zane digitally removed from the song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And I don't like it. I don't like it.
Sounds so hollow.
I don't like it. Stop it, Shannon. I don't like it.
Man.
I don't like it.
They're going to miss him.
I don't like it at all.
Zane. They're going to miss him. Zane.
You know, Jason, like you were just talking earlier about getting your hair cut.
Yeah.
Because it's, I don't know.
It's wild.
It's flipped up at the top.
Why don't you dye it?
Why don't you, because Zane kind of has that going on. Why don't you dye it black and go audition for One Direction?
Why do you guys keep making fun of my jacket?
He can't grow enough facial hair to be Zane.
I can grow Zane.
We can grow Zane hair.
You can paint it on.
I can grow Zane hair.
No, you can't.
He's got the patchy stuff going like I do. I was just saying, you
already have the kind of hair going on. You should just dye it black. You were thinking about making a change and audition for One Direction.
I want to. Zane
likes to wear baby jackets.
Can we get Lee Leipzig? Can we get Lee Leipzner on the phone and ask him if I could try out for One Direction tomorrow?
The baby blazer.
Kelly, can you make that happen since he's your boyfriend's best friend? Boyfriend.
Sure.
I said boyfriend.
I hadn't said that with Kelly in a long time.
Boyfriend.
That is boyfriend. A long time.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
In a long time.
Can you ask your lover if we can have Lee Leipzner on the phone tomorrow?
Sure.
Thanks. Lover, if you're hearing.
Oh, he's listening.
If you're listening.
He's a big fan of yours. JC, he told me last night.
Uh-oh.
He feels really bad that we're making so much fun of you and your baby jacket.
Good.
He said, I feel like I need to stick up for him.
Good, you should. Because my jacket fits.
Even though he agreed your jacket was ill-fitting.
I'm done talking about my jacket.
He tries to give you the benefit of the doubt of being too swole for that jacket, is what he said.
All right, let's beat the band. Thank you. I'm too swole.
Kelly, does absence make the heart grow fonder?
I'm so sad. There is no joy in New York City for me.
Well, maybe we can bring some joy to Valerie Athe.
Valerie, hello.
Did I say it right, Valerie?
Hello.
Hey, Valerie.
It's a pie, like a piece of pie.
A pie.
A pie.
Do you have a T in your name?
Do I have a T in my name? Yes.
Not T, a T.
Oh, a T? No.
Huh. Again, Shannon needs to work on that penmanship.
All right, Valerie, a pie. Do you know how to play Beat the Bank?
Yes, I do. I heard it this morning.
Okay, good. Perfect. Yeah, because we're gonna put you in that vault as the door's shutting. You're gonna hear a bunch of different random numbers being thrown out, and as soon as you hear something you want, you have to yell stop to get that amount. And if you don't before the vault door closes, you get nothing.
You got that, Valerie?
Yes, sir, I do.
Do you have a dollar amount that you're kind of thinking, if I hear that amount, I'm gonna be out?
Good question, Al.
Oh yes, I do.
Oh, you do? Don't tell us, because we want it to be a secret.
It's up to you, baby.
Valerie,
here we go.
Are you ready to
beat the bank?
I don't like that.
You go really fast on the bank part.
My bad.
Beat the bank.
Yeah, it's okay. Not beat.
Okay. We'll practice during rehearsals.
Beat the bank.
Okay.
Beat
the
bank.
We gotta practice.
Can we do it during rehearsals?
Beat the bank.
Bank.
Well, I'm still shaking up. I'm shaking up from my hair comment.
What?
You shook me up. Valerie, are you ready to play? All right.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, sorry about that. We got in a fight. Shannon, play the clip.
$190. $450.
Borderline.
$70.
Oh,
what? Weak.
That dip. Take a dip.
$420.
Shout out.
$600.
Stop. She said stop.
She had to think about it for a minute, but she did say stop.
Valerie likes the nice round number of 600.
Nice. You just won $600,
young
lady.
There you go, Valerie. Woo!
Buy a lot of pie with that.
Yeah.
Pie, yes.
What are you going to buy? What are you going to buy?
I'm going to Vegas this weekend.
Good for you.
Perfect timing.
You going to put it all on black?
Better.
I'm going to put it all on red, actually. That's my favorite color.
Right. Rosemary. Awesome. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Black suffers again. Where are you staying? Is your first time?
I'm going for a cousin's wedding, and I'm staying at the Monte Carlo.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice.
Monte Carlo.
I've been to a fight there once.
You did?
Yeah, an MMA fight.
Are they doing an Elvis wedding?
No, it's a surprise to the family, actually. It's a combined bachelor-bachelorette party.
Into a wedding.
And then they're gonna
Well, you just spoiled the surprise.
No, she didn't.
I don't know anybody's listening.
Yeah, nobody.
Oh, God, girl. No.
We're on the radio.
First of all, Valerie, don't hope that nobody's listening. That hurts us.
Well, was it worth $600, Valerie?
Thank you.
Yeah, she's acting like it didn't happen. What are you talking about?
Let's forget about
it. Don't say her name. Don't say it again.
That's hilarious.
Tamara.
Yeah.
Tamara.
We're not telling
just
anybody.
Call her VA.
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 Would you like to hear the rest of the clip and see how much you could have won?
In a hotel.
No.
You don't want to know.
She didn't even want to know.
You don't want to know.
Okay, well, let her do it, and then we'll listen.
Okay, right.
Well,
we're
going
to put you on hold, okay?
Okay,
VA.
You have fun at that bachelorette party.
That's not a wedding.
Not a wedding.
All right, put her on hold.
Definitely not.
Put Valerie on hold because we do want to hear what she could have won.
All right.
All right, let's keep playing that clip, Shannon. We were at 600.
590.
Okay, so far so good.
770.
Ooh, that's an extra.
That's pretty good. Oh, okay.
I would say
VA made a great, great, great choice of stopping right there.
Good job.
There you go. We'll play Beat the Bank again tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
Same time. 7:20 and 8:20 Central. I'm in New York time, so I forget.
Yes, we are. That's because we're in New York.
Is your body clock just so thrown off?
My body clock is jacked right now.
Just that jet lag.
Yeah.
Now, back to the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You don't know you're beautiful. We're live from New York.
New York City!
By the way, I was just told by executive producer Mike that we may be flying you out to New York to perhaps check out One Direction in concert.
What's left of One Direction?
The four gentlemen remaining in the band are still touring. And we're going to try to get you into that show. But Zayn's not going to be there because he left the band yesterday.
He could change his mind. There is an off chance that once he has a minute to consider the severity of his actions.
And you know what? That'd be fine. Sometimes you need a couple.
They would absolutely take him back.
Oh, yeah. Everybody would take him back.
He's just having a meltdown.
Whatever he needs, he could take care of. But everybody's devastated. If you're a One Direction fan, you're not doing so well today.
Mm.
And the ones dealing with that are the parents. Now, we asked you to call in and tell us if either your kid is inconsolable or they didn't go to school or basically funny stories that happened yesterday. We have Christina on the phone. Christina, how are you doing this morning?
Hi.
Hello. Now, you have a child that will not eat now.
I had a 12-year-old. As I'm watching the Stars game, Mom, do you have something to tell me? I go, what? She goes, Zayn left One Direction. I go, oh, yeah, that happened this morning. She goes, and you did not tell me? I was like, oh, I forgot. She goes, oh, my God, is she starts crying, goes to her room, I'm not hungry no more. So she's crying, head throwing a fit, and I get her up this morning for school, and she's like, I don't think I can go to school. My little heart hurts so much.
Did you make her go to school, Christina?
Oh, I made her go to school. I'm not going to jail for truancy.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Well, good luck with that, because hormones are going to be raging.
I think heartbreak is an acceptable excuse.
A guy leaving One Direction, I mean.
You have never been a teenage girl. You cannot possibly understand. I know. Been a long time since I have been.
Yeah.
But I remember how devoted I was to my band. And, I mean, I absolutely understand the emotion.
Kelly was working when she found out her love interest.
I was in love, and I don't care. Moms are listening, understand. I was in love with Duran Duran, and it was beyond. I loved Simon Le Bon. And I was working at Belk Department Store in the ladies section. And my best friend, Tommy Jean, called me and said, Kelly, I've got to tell you something. I don't know how to tell you what. Simon Le Bon just got married to Yasmin, that model. My knees buckled. I hung up the phone.
Oh, no, Tommy Jean.
Trembling hands went to my manager and said, I have to go home. I have to go.
What about
home
all the
now?
Customers that and were relaxing? Yeah.
Did she ask why?
I don't feel well. I knew she wouldn't understand, so I didn't tell her that Simon got married.
How old were you when this happened?
Well, we could do the math, but I might have been 20.
Oh, Kelly.
I have to do the math.
Yes.
If someone can look up the year,
I wish I knew 20-year-old Kelly.
Oh, man.
You have to understand, I was very sheltered growing up.
I know. You still are.
Look at what year Simon Le Bon, and I'll tell you how old I was. I'll never forget it. So I completely understand. I will not make fun of, you have to smile because one day you're going to look back and say, oh my God.
It's cute.
I can't believe I did that. But I did it.
It's understandable.
And the pain was real.
Not
as severe, see, but that was just me losing Simon. If Simon would have left, what do you want?
The band?
How you spell Le Bon?
LeBon.
What are you doing?
Capital LE, capital BON. Married Yasmin, and just look up, gets married. Anyway, if he would have left the band would have been destroyed. Then Duran Duran, you would go off and do the little offshoot projects, Power Station or whatnot. But Simon was always there.
December 27th, 1985.
So I was, 85. So how old was I? 18.
You're an adult.
Yeah.
18's not fully.
Let's get Maida on the phone.
Maida.
Maida. How did your child deal with Zayn leaving One Direction? Maida? We lost Maida. Well, then we'll go to Lacey, because Lacey has two childs.
Two childs.
I don't know.
Who are you?
I'm discombobulated too. I don't know if it's all the red that I'm staring at all day. I'm just like.
I talked to Ludacris and I feel cool, you know?
It's the jet lag.
We had Ludacris on earlier.
Did he say two childs?
Yeah.
Two childs?
All right.
Lacey, you have two kids that are inconsolable.
Yes. Right. I have a 14-year-old and a 7-year-old girl, and it was just utter chaos. They were crying. And my 14-year-old was reading all the fandom comments and getting super upset because the fandom was just distraught yesterday. And there was half of them bashing Zayn and half of them protecting Zayn. And then my 7-year-old and 14-year-old would fight with each other because the 14-year-old would be like, you just don't even understand. I don't even know why you're crying. And the 7-year-old was like, because I love Zayn and I understand. And the 14-year-old was like, Niall's life is going to be ruined now. And I'm never going to get to see Niall because of the decision of one selfish person.
Yeah.
And just nonstop.
God bless you, Lacey.
Wow.
Did your husband just leave?
And then, my husband, he just kept shaking his head.
I'm trying to watch the game.
Oh, it's so tough. Yeah, well, good luck. Hopefully it gets better for you today and it's not as bad.
Yes, thank you.
Both girls went to school today, though, right?
Yes, they both went to school. My 14-year-old, though, she did have a sore throat and puffy eyes.
I was crying.
Like, you know, maybe it's just allergies. And she was like, no, Mom, it's brokenheartedness.
Aww. Aww. Well, give him a hug for us. Have a good day. Bye, Lacey.
Thank you, too.
Now let's bring in a Kelly Raspberry. Because Danielle is 21 years old, and you took a personal day,
See?
Danielle.
See?
I didn't take a personal date. My boss gave it to me. And it started being shared and everything, and I was devastated. I had already been at work for like 4 or 5 hours, and she just calls and she's like, "You can take the day. It's okay."
There's no work being done.
You're 21 years old.
I took all of my personal days to go to One Direction concerts. I went to 3 of them.
It's more troubling if you're a 21-year-old One Directioner because you can go drink your
so
sorrows.
Hard.
Yeah.
How many cats do you have?
Do what?
How many cats do you have?
Oh, ow.
I have one.
One. One.
I don't have one. No, yeah.
That's not crazy if you just have one.
I forgot about that.
You know what? It's a day off.
I just have one.
Okay. Be honest, Danielle. Did you cry yesterday when you found out?
I boohooed. Yeah. I cried and cried and cried. It was so sad. You become so invested, and it's like you don't ask for this. You don't ask for the fangirl life. The fangirl life finds you.
That's right. Yeah.
True.
Danielle, would you like to make a personal plea for him to come back?
Oh, I already have. My Twitter is full. Mm. I lost like 200 followers yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Well, they'll come back, Danielle. He'll come back.
He will. He will. Right. The guy from the Beatles left for like 2 months and came back.
See? It could be done.
The guy from the Beatles.
It can be done.
It can be done. Danielle, right, you have a good day, okay?
You too.
Oh, man, it's tough out there.
Oh,
things
boy.
That are the but, end of the world.
I know,
yeah.
But it's not the end of the world. He may come back. The band will go on. But there are other things going on in this world. And we need to talk about this because it's a big news story.
This has been a fun show. Yeah. This has been a fun show today. And I hate bringing the room down, but this is just, I mean, in what I would consider to be the most deplorable act of violence against humanity. And this plane crash that went down in France yesterday, we told you about it, and they were, you know, trying to get across that terrain and find these black boxes. And it's just been announced this morning within the last hour that they've determined exactly what happened, and it's the worst possible scenario. They have found out that the pilot left the cockpit to go to the restroom or do something, and that he was locked out intentionally.
Co-pilot.
Yes, they thought maybe that the co-pilot, you know, lost oxygen, and they were talking about a crack in the plane and the windshield. But the prosecutor has come out with a statement officially saying that the pilot, this was a deliberate attempt to destroy the aircraft. The co-pilot was 28 years old, a German national. His name was Andreas Lubitz. They haven't determined his religion. They haven't determined if this was a terrorist attack. They're saying, we're not calling it a suicide, because when you're responsible for 150 people, I mean, that's murder.
That's murder,
it's mass murder.
Yeah.
But that they have audio of the pilot, the head pilot, trying to break down the door. Mm. The co-pilot, they could hear him breathing, so they know he wasn't unconscious. He didn't say a word. He did not let the pilot in, and he deliberately pressed the button to take that aircraft down in altitude. And it's just awful, you know. You know, and I have such a fear of flying anyways.
Yeah.
And this is just awful that this is the way this went down. So it was not an accident. This pilot did this on purpose, and that's the latest that we know. He did it until, and they said it took 8 minutes for that plane to crash.
Just 8 minutes of terror.
And nobody could break down the door.
Makes me start crying. It makes me so, it's just awful. Yeah, 16 high school students that were coming back from a field trip and were so excited to get home.
One American, right?
Two Americans. There was a woman that was, I don't know her job title. I was looking at some of, they haven't released all the names, obviously, because they don't know for sure. But there were two Americans on there, a woman and daughter. And the woman had a big high-up job with the government. So we don't know if it was a terrorist attack or what, but I'm sure they'll figure it out in the next few days.
Every plane I've been on, well, domestically,
when
the pilot goes to the bathroom, one of the flight attendants normally goes into the cockpit so that there's two people
just
in
case.
For I don't know what their reasoning is, but yeah, it's a just in case for
it
something.
They say they have these codes to lock people out, you know, to prevent terrorism, but there's supposed to be an override code. So the pilot should have, I don't know.
I think the co-pilot was overriding it because
kept
he was able to.
It.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's
man,
scary.
Oh, man.
What do you do?
You know, that it happens in the world. We got to talk about it. We can't just let it go without being mentioned.
It just blows my mind that people.
Yeah.
Well,
we'll still try to make the best of this trip to New York, even though these things are going on in the world, and we'll try to make you smile, because that's our job.
Yeah, what are we going to do today? Let's change it up a bit. What are we going to do? You're going to take Baby Blazer.
I'm not taking Baby
Blazer.
You're
going to
take Tiny Blazer.
You are. Yeah, you got to take Baby Blazer on a tour.
Here's the thing about my outfits. If I'm wearing
your outfits, that's a problem. You're calling them your outfits.
If I'm wearing it to a cocktail party, if I'm wearing it to a cocktail party, I want it to be presented then. You know what I'm saying?
We've already seen it. You've already presented it.
Oh, my gosh. That's such a chick mentality. Like, no. I wore this formal coat today because it was cold, and I'm planning on wearing it tonight to the cocktail party. You're saving your outfits like a girl does.
My wife taught me that. She said, you got to show it off.
You want to reveal it.
Maybe, yeah, you have it revealed.
Maybe it'll have a growth spurt between now and then.
You are taking your jacket on a tour of New York City. Jacket needs to see the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah. We're going to be here for a couple days, so I'm sure I might even take it to Fallon tomorrow. Maybe Fallon and I can have a baby jacket off.
Please do not embarrass me at Jimmy Fallon
by wearing that
jacket. Leave your jacket on.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.